present Clement Freud, Derek Nimmo, Patrick Moore, and Kenneth Williams in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you very much. Hello and welcome to Just a Minute. And I'm going to ask them to speak as usual, if they can, on some subject that I'll give them without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject. And let us begin the show with Kenneth Williams. Kenneth, can you set us going and warm us up a little with the subject of my impulses in just a minute, starting now?
They have been varied and manifold, and they once led me on a railway platform to a bookstall where I got a copy of Macready's life story. It's really most incredible, because you know he was a marvellous actor. And in New York, there were riots at the Jacob Astor Theatre when they actually threw onto the stage a dead body.
Patrick Moore twitching.
Patrick Moore has challenged you.
Deviation.
Why?
He's talking about Macready. You cannot call Macready one of Kenneth's impulses.
Oh, I see. He's
you
gone on the subject of Macready
you
and not my impulses. That's a good challenge, Patrick. And I give you a point for a correct challenge. And Patrick Moore has my impulses, and there are 42 seconds left, starting now.
Well, I propose to talk about my impulses, not about Macready, who has nothing whatever to do with the case. Now, impulses are strange things. They may be controlled, or they may be entirely at random. And one really cannot judge them before weighing all the measures extremely carefully and deciding just exactly what one proposes to do, given any particular kind of situation which may arise or possibly will not. One just has to deviate from the subject in order to come back to it. And impulses are, of course, extremely vital in all our life cycles. And this is applied right back to the days of ancient man, in the days when our remote ancestors lived in caves.
Derek Nimmo has
tried. Repetition of days, two
I
days.
I know, what a pity, he was going so well, wasn't he? Talking absolute rubbish most of the time, but going well. Derek, you got in with 4 seconds to go with the correct challenge of days, and you have the subject of my impulses starting now.
My impulses are mainly a confidence shared only with my psychiatrist.
Well, as our regular listeners will know, the whistle tells the 60 seconds is up, and whoever speaking at that moment gets an extra point, and it was Derek Nimmo. He has 2 in that round, Patrick Moore has 1, and Clement Freud and Kenneth Williams have yet to score. Clement Freud, will you begin the next round on the subject rain? Will you talk on that in just a minute, starting now?
Can I begin by saying hello?
No. Patrick Moore's challenged.
Hesitation.
I quite agree. If you say hello, you better carry straight on with rain, otherwise you've had it.
I asked you a question.
But you said it within the...
You asked very politely. You said, may I start by saying hello?
After I'd said you start now. What can
yes,
I do?
I think there is a point here, Mr. Chairman. My challenge was entirely correct, and it was a completely valid challenge. But as Clement was merely being extremely good-mannered, as he always is, then in this occasion I would like to be gone.
What has come over them? It's courtesy all of a sudden.
We're just trying to humour the chairman because we know he's round the twist. Any moment you turn violent.
If you'd been chairman of Just a Minute for 10 years, you'd be more than round the twist, I can assure you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Sympathetic response from the audience there. Patrick Moore, our guest, has very generously withdrawn his challenge and given it back to Clement Freud, who, having said hello, nobody in the audience responded with a hello, so I don't know why he said it. And there are 56 seconds on the subject of rain, Clement, starting now.
Rain is something which is occupying us more and increasingly, because there has been so very little of it, especially last summer, when you will recall the situation was so serious that we had to appoint a gentleman to be in charge of the commodity, as a result of which it instantly rained.
Derek Nimmo challenged.
Jen wasn't appointed to be in charge of rain.
Yes.
He was to be in charge of water conservation, which is quite different. Nobody can be in charge of rain except the Almighty.
No, he was made what they call the drought supremo, wasn't he?
We have a man in charge of the economy, and look at that.
At least that's gone down the drain, which the rain didn't.
Mr.
Chairman, deviation. There is no one in charge of economy.
Yeah, well, that was the point, I think. Actually, I think Derek's challenge was a very good one, so I'm going to give it to him and tell him he has 37 seconds to continue, not to take up the subject of rain starting now.
Last summer, standing in Bombay as the southwest monsoon swept down the great plains of India, I found myself soaked right through to the skin, and so I trampled out through the streets with only a tiny umbrella made out of banana leaves as shelter. The water cascaded down, sinking through my dhoti into my very tiny gum.
Kenneth Williams, a chance.
A hesitation, I thought. I'm sorry, perhaps I was wrong.
Said it so nicely, I'm tempted to give it to you. It's so un-Kenneth Williams-like. I don't think there was a hesitation. If you challenge for dhoti, because I don't believe...
Well, don't dwell on it, then just give it back to him, hurry up.
There's this picture of Derek Nimmo in a dhoti, which I can't get over, because I don't believe it. There are 13 seconds on on rain. Good subject, isn't it? Yes. On rain with you, Derek, starting now.
This year is the 25th anniversary of the reign of Her Grace's Majesty, Queen Elizabeth II. How we loyal subjects are going to sing her praises, shout hosannas, blow trumpets.
Well, Derek Nimmo was again speaking as the whistle went, gained that precious extra point and has increased his lead at the end of the round. Patrick Moore, will you begin the next round? The subject is the Welkin, and will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
I was, for many years, firmly under the impression that the Welkin was a mountain in Shropshire. This I now know to be untrue, because this particular peak, or eminence, or call it what you may, is in fact the Wrekin, which is an entirely different kind of thing.
Derek Nimmo has
changed. Deviation is not talking about the Welkin.
Yes, he's established that what he thought was the Welkin is now the Wrekin. So that is...
he's not talking about it.
He's not. He's still referring to the Welkin. That was the reason he brought it in. I think he's justified. You know... I know you don't, but I disagree, and I'm the chairman, so Patrick Moore has a point. And that's the only way to deal with Derek Nimmo, I can assure you. And there are 44 seconds for the Welkin with you, Patrick, starting now.
When one decides to ring a...
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
To a pause. There was a pause.
Yes, there was a hesitation. I tried to get...
Kenneth, what I meant.
Kenneth, regain your joie de vivre, your self-confidence that you have in just a minute, and tell us now, in the Welkin, in 43 seconds which are left... sorry, not in the Welkin, in the game. The subject is the Welkin, starting now.
Oh, how the Welkin rang! Oh, what a wonderful time we had! Occurs in the journal of William Macready, and when he was performing in New York at the Jacob Astor Theatre, they threw a dead ram onto the stage. In the middle of his performance as Richard II, imagine saying...
Derek Nimmo.
All in my kingdom for a horse with a dead sheep in front of him. And they had to call out the troops from the Bowery to restore order in this dreadful scene.
Kenneth.
And of course it was all caused by the fact, you see, that he had a rival in New York.
Kenneth, a long, long time ago, Derek Nimmo challenged you.
What's he on about?
I don't know. Well, you give him a chance, he'll tell
us. Some hour and a half back, you said performance twice.
Oh, I see.
I don't think he said performance in this particular round. He did actually deviate from the subject of the Welkin onto Macready. I don't know why. He seems to be keen about it. But you didn't repeat performance, so I'm going to give it to you, Kenneth. And you keep the subject of the Welkin, and there are 26 seconds left, starting now.
Well, the Welkin, of course, as you all know...
Clement Freud has challenged.
Repetition of course.
Oh, those are tiny things. If you're going to say that, you might as well say and. He said and several times.
He said all.
Yes. Oh, you can't say that.
Yeah.
But the you are enormous. I put it to you as reasonable people.
Reasonable. Can we have that?
Well, then a dance part more reasonable than that little Hitler up there.
And after the way I've been so nice to you, allowed you to carry on, and you did repeat two words, of course, so I give it to Clement Freud. especially after what you've just said. And there's 23 seconds left for the Welkin starting now.
Purveyors of seafood who were in the habit of selling crustaceans had a notice up which said, "The whelk in time saves nine." A very, I think, sensible precaution, because oysters, mussels, cockles, and even winkles, I can't put... I really do. Has anyone here got a skewer?
Yes, he couldn't get it out, could he, his winkle?
Yes, there couldn't. We are.
The subject... sorry, Derek, your challenge.
Well, I hesitate.
Yes, five seconds are left for the welkin, Derek, starting now.
Charles Wesley's lovely hymn, "How all the welkin rings, glory to the King of Kittles."
Well, they all got some points in their round, including Derek with the extra one for speaking as the whistle went, which he's done yet again in this contest this week. Patrick Moore, Clement Freud, and Kenneth Williams are about equal in second place, but quite a few points behind Derek Nimmo. Derek, we're back with you to begin, and the subject is goats. Will you tell us something about that from your personal experience or otherwise in just a minute, starting now?
Last year, during the great Dashera festival, I was standing in the new territories of Hong Kong. I joined the Gurkha engineers for the Ma, which is the culmination of this week of celebration.
Patrick Moore, Charles.
Hesitation.
I agree with that hesitation, yes. And Patrick, you have goats, and there are 40... Oh, sorry. Goats. You have the subject of goats, Patrick, and there are 49 seconds left, starting now.
I'm very glad you pointed out that I haven't got goats, because I never have had goats. I've had cats, I've had dogs, I've had rabbits, I've had guinea pigs.
And Kenneth wins the chance.
But I had three times.
Yes, you've had a lot, haven't you? Yes. It's a direct challenge, and there are 42 seconds for goats, starting now.
Billy goats are, of course, a delightful species, and I've often seen them.
Clement Freud.
They're not a species, they're a gender.
People would colloquially do talk about a species of animal. I know correctly.
Not if they mean a gender.
Of course they do, absolutely. Nicholas, you're quite right. What a very good chair. A lovely chair.
It's amazing how you can turn from a little Hitler into a...
Oh, come off it. Can't you take a joke? What's the matter with you? Come on, regain your blood of Eve. Where's your sense of joy and your bonhomie?
Yes.
Throw it over the windmill,
disappear when you call me Hitler. I'm going to put it to the audience. If you agree with Clement Freud's challenge, then you cheer for him. And if you disagree and you're with Kenneth Williams, you boo for him, and you do it all together now. They're on your species, and all your species in the audience, and there are 35 seconds on goats, Kenneth, starting now.
In a particular area of the world which is known to most of you as Mongolia, they drink a peculiar milk which comes from goats, and after allowing it to ferment for some time, is known then as kumis and is drunk and has the most extraordinary effect on human beings. And they say you become hallucinating. Have marvelous visions, get a bone and start and then say, well, of course, I mean, where are they?
I'm afraid Clement Freud challenged just before the whistle.
Repetition of "and they say."
Yes, you did say "and they say" before. What a pity. We were just about to have the denouement, collapsing in a fit on the floor. There's half a second to go on goats, Clement, with you, starting now.
Yogurt.
Yogurt. Kenneth Williams, will you begin the next round? The subject is William Pitt, Earl of Chatham. Will you talk about him in just a minute, starting now?
Yes, I will talk about him for you, because it's interesting you should have raised that subject. He was known as the Elder, and when he first came to prominence, it was...
Clement Freud.
He wasn't known as the Elder until there was a William Pitt the Younger.
Oh, this is just a lot of fun.
That is perfectly true, Clement, but to us, he was known as the Elder. For instance, my father knew him as William Pitt the Elder when my father
much
was
the same generation.
I know. Therefore, to some people still living, he was known by that name. And therefore, he, you know, he's being pedantic, and I'm not going to allow it. I want Kenneth to talk about William Pitt, Earl of Chatham.
Let's have no pedantry in this programme.
Yes, that's quite right, Nick. Yes, very good.
Because there are some people who would say that he was known when they were at school, you say?
Precisely. It's in order to distinguish him from his son, William Pitt, who was also called the same.
45 seconds. 45 seconds are left, Kenneth, on William Pitt, Earl of Chatham, starting now.
Under the aegis of the Foreign Office, the English armies defeated the French in Africa and in Canada and in India. We were an enormously prestigious nation when this man was in power. Of course, a lot of people may...
Derek Nimmo's challenged.
Well, just an awful reflex action when he says, of course.
I know.
I don't think he said it on that particular occasion.
Of course, a lot of people maintained.
Yes, I know, but you can always say, of course, twice, at least every time you get going. And as soon as you say, of course, I automatically do that.
You often go raving off about fairies and all these helpers. I don't pick you up about it. I don't expose your weaknesses. I don't remind people of the fact that you can't help stuttering all the time. I mean, if you're going to pick up things like this, it's ludicrous.
Yes, now, Kenneth, look, of course it's two words, and you have repeated it before, and I didn't allow it last time, and I cannot allow it this time.
Quite right.
So, Kenneth...
Quite right.
Derek has a point, therefore, and there are 25 seconds for William Pitt, Earl of Chatham, Derek, starting now.
He came to power, really, I suppose, or came to the government, as Paymaster General soon after the 45. And the wonderful thing about him was, he was a man of honesty. How much we need people like this in the country today. My goodness me, he did not take a penny out of corruption. There was no Watergate in his day, no Poulsen affair in the time of Pitt.
Kenneth Williams.
Well, I think talking about Watergate and all this has nothing to do with William Pitt. I think it's deviation.
It's awfully difficult to judge.
You think so?
There couldn't have been a Watergate.
You've got your brain in your head, haven't you? Use it.
And working it out, there couldn't have been a Watergate because we hadn't lost the American colonies then. So that's a very good challenge.
That's right.
So you've got 7 seconds for William Pitt, Earl of Chatham, Kenneth, starting now.
Their home, of course, was on for the course.
Oh, dear, Kenneth. So, Clement, you've got, of course, and you've got 5 seconds on William Pitt, Earl of Chatham, starting now.
If you go into the House of Commons, one of eight...
Patrick Moore's challenge.
I don't go into the House of Commons.
What's that got to do with it?
Nothing whatsoever, but I haven't challenged for some time.
It's nice to hear from you, Patrick, but I'm afraid it's an incorrect challenge. And Clement Freud has 3 more seconds on William Pitt, Earl of Chatham, starting now.
One of the most noble marble statues is that of William Pitt.
Well, William Pitt, Earl of Chatham, brought a number of points to Kenneth Williams and also to Clement Freud, who got the extra one, speaking as the whistle went. They are now equal in second place, ahead of Patrick Moore and 2 points behind our leader, who is still Derek Nimmo. Patrick Moore, we're back with you to begin, and the subject is, there is a copy of... Is there a copy of this universe? Is there a copy of this universe? Just a minute, starting now.
This is a very interesting question, and I'm glad you asked it. Is there a copy of this universe? Is there...
Derek Nimmo challenged.
It isn't a question, it's a subject, so therefore he is deviating.
The subject is a question. Is there a copy of this universe? And at the beginning of the programme, I said they mustn't deviate from the subject on the card, and that's what's on the card, so that's incorrect, and Patrick has a point for that, and there are 53 seconds left on is there a copy of this universe, starting now.
Is there indeed a copy of this universe? We must ask ourselves this. If, correct, low, yeah.
Patrick Moore has challenged.
Hesitation.
Well, that's what I call quick thinking. You dry up, you challenge yourself. And as it was a correct challenge, I give you a point for that. And now you've got your wind back, your breath back, you tell you that you have 46 and a half seconds to continue with Is There a Copy of This Universe? Starting now.
If we look at the Orion Nebula, the Andromeda Galaxy, the star Vega, are we going to find there copies of Derek Nimmo, of Clement Freud?
Derek Nimmo challenge.
The hesitation after me.
Well,
I'm not surprised.
And I was about to say something. Then it got to mention your name and we all... Derek, there was a correct challenge, though, and you have 36 seconds for you to tell us something about, is there a copy of this universe starting now?
Well, I went into Smith's newsagent and I said, have you got a copy of this universe? And they said, which one do you mean? I said, for the 24th of July, because I do like, as an ecumenical gesture, to take Catholic papers occasionally. So I bought a copy of this universe, and to my amazement...
Clement Freud has challenged.
Repetition of copy.
Yes, that is correct.
That is within, then, if I may say, within the subject, so shut up and read.
No.
They're so charming. Draw your attention to your mistakes.
I understand his motivation. The frustration is appalling. I mean, he's about to begin something which is very interesting. And what happens? Somebody buzzes, something daft, some daft little moment. I mean, well, then, it's ridiculous. And consequently, his flow is gone. He's lost his flow, haven't you?
Then be rude to the man who cut off your flow. Don't be rude to the poor, harmless chairman who's only trying to do his innocent job up here. There are 22 seconds left, Derek, for is there a copy of this universe starting now?
And so poor old Flo was not able to get a copy of this universe.
And sometimes, if one thinks in the largest sense of the word, and if one is using it as a question, as Mr. Moore has just formulated it...
Patrick Moore, Chapman. Yes, I agree, Patrick. And there are 10 seconds left, and you take over the subject. Is there a copy of this universe starting now?
We can only find out by observing material bodies that are far away in the depths of the universe, such as Capella.
Clement Freud.
Repetition of depths.
Yes, you did say depths earlier on, Patrick. I'm sorry. So that's a correct challenge for Clement and 3.5 seconds on is there a copy of this universe starting now?
I don't believe there is a copy of this universe, but we might have a show of hands.
They're absolutely wicked, you know. They'll never let anything lie, won't they? You were speaking as a whistle went, so you get another point, and you have moved ahead of Kenneth Williams, and you're 2 points behind our leader, who's still Derek Nimmo. Derek, we're back with you. A very appropriate subject that dear Messrs. Has thought of for you now. I fully endorse it. Ham. Would you now talk about ham in just a minute, starting now?
Ham is a suffix often applied to English place names. It means something which has been a fortified homestead. An old Anglo-Saxon word. If one thinks of Sydenham, for instance, this is the house that used to belong to the family of that particular name. Also, of course, it's a particularly delectable fire.
Patrick Moore's challenge.
I'm not sure this is valid. Was it particular or particularly, you said?
Particularly. Yes, he did repeat it.
Yes.
So, Patrick, right. You have the...
I did not repeat it. Sorry, Miss Challenger, great big Nana.
Particular.
Yes, yes, particular.
You said repeated particular.
He didn't. He said particular first, and then it's particularly second.
Well, then you should speak better. You're such a rotten old ham, he can't even enunciate properly.
I think to the way you treat people on this panel is disgraceful.
I know. It's about time I gave them...
My dear friend Derek Nimmo there, who's turned up a great expense to himself and an inconvenience, isn't it? True inconvenience.
Yeah, I'm trying to give them back something that what I get every week. Now you know what it feels like. Right.
Did you say,
I will accept your word because I couldn't hear you over here. You were so quiet. Did you say particularly and particular?
I did not repeat the word in question.
I never said you did. I never claimed you repeated the word in question. I claimed you repeated particular or particularly, whatever you want.
Well, as you're being so evasive and will not help me out, I have no alternative but to give it to our guest, as he is our guest, and say, Patrick, will you take over the subject of ham with 42 seconds left, starting now?
I knew a ham manufacturer. His name was MacReady.
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
Well, ham can be cured. It can be grown, but it can't be manufactured.
Quite right.
And so, therefore, he's deviating, putting a load of old rubbish. And in fact, knows nothing
about
that.
More charming?
Myself, of course, I don't know enormous
amount. Do you treat all your friends like this?
Oh, don't start getting particular. Get on with it. Hurry up.
Very few people can manufacture a ham, but MacReady was one, I can assure you.
Manufacture a ham? You can manufacture something in a factory, dear.
Ham is something that's natural.
Some of the ham I've tasted, face if it did come out of a factory, I can assure you. Kenneth, I'll give it to you when there are 40... no, they're not. There are 37 seconds left for ham, starting now.
When I visited Ham to see an old friend of mine, charming little place, just out of Richmond, you know, he said to me, how do you like it smoked? I said, well, of course, the Scottish method with these bits of pine blowing up...
Clement Freud has challenged.
Hesitation.
There's a hesitation, and that was correct. Ham is now with you, Clement, and there are 23 seconds left, starting now.
It is quite interesting that whereas it took a very long time, like 5 or 6 days, to...
Patrick Moore.
Hesitation.
Yes, I agree, Patrick. There are 17 seconds left for ham with you, starting now.
Ham naturally comes from animals.
Freud has challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, I agree, Clement. There are 15 and a half seconds, and I've just got a message to say this is the last subject. You are now equal with Derek Nimmo. 15 and a half seconds, ham, starting now.
Submerge the rear leg of a pig in brine. It is now quite possible to do this by injecting power thrust water with saline solution into the veins of the animal. And the benefit to mankind, or especially the third world, who receives...
Clement Freud, with that interesting piece of information, kept going on the subject of ham till the whistle went, gained the extra point, and now let me give you the final score. Patrick Moore, returning, did very well. He came in fourth place, alas, but after all, he hasn't played as often as the others. He was only 2 points behind Kenneth Williams, who gave his usual full measure and value. He was only 3 points behind Derek Nimmo, whose early lead was slowly whittled away by this week's winner by 1 point, Clement Freud. We do hope you've enjoyed Just a Minute, and for those who take it all terribly seriously, let me assure you, we're all very good friends, really. We just enjoy having a go in this ridiculous game of Just a Minute, and we hope that you'll want to tune in again the same time next week and listen to all of us having a go once again in Just a Minute. Till then, from all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The programme was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by John Browell.